Dan Kelson. I'm co-founder at Information Architected. Today, I'm speaking with Robert Dempsey, who is an Agile development expert and certified Scrum Master, and we'll clue you in to what Scrum is all about and why he would be a master in it. He's got a lot of experience, over 10 years of experience in this realm. He is currently the CEO of Atlantic Dominion Solutions, or ADS. He's a speaker, trainer, and consultant in web application development, specifically with Ruby on Rails, which is a framework and language I've been watching for some time, even though I'm largely out of the hands-on code world. It's something that I've been watching as a brewing phenomenon. He's also heavily involved in the Scrum project management framework, and we'll get to that again just in a moment. What does ADS do? They build web-based and internal applications for clients all over the world, and they also have a relatively new ADS app suite. Thanks for your time today, Robert. Great to get a chance to finally talk to you.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for that great introduction, and thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So the topic today is, it's 2009. Are you Agile yet? And I know this is something that I've been following for quite some time, and there's a whole lot of confusion. Some people stare at me like deers in the headlights, having no idea what I'm talking about, and others are fully on board with Agile and Scrum or Extreme Programming or things like that. So before we get too far away, what is Agile, and specifically what is Scrum, which is the variation that you're most honed in on?
Sure. Two great questions. So first off, to answer the first one, Agile itself is a set of beliefs and practices. It's a way of going about things, typically applied to software development. And Scrum is a framework within Agile. So, for instance, also Extreme Programming and some other things, Crystal and Print, all fall under the Agile umbrella. And
okay.
So Scrum has its own set of, it has its own vocabulary and puts more practices into Agile, right? So with Agile, you have things like iterative development, and Scrum adds to that with the concept of a daily Scrum as well. So it adds even more practices to what Agile provides.
Okay. And so if we back up just a second then, so Agile is different from traditional software development. How?
Yes. Well, in traditional ways of developing software, you'd have big design up front, a lot of well, the waterfall technique is typically seen as a traditional way of doing software development. So
right.
With any software project, it's all about trying to manage and reduce risk. So in the very beginning of a software project, you have a lot of risk involved because there are a lot of unknowns. So the traditional waterfall method would try and reduce the risk by the big design upfront method, which is have an enormous amount of documentation about exactly how things would work. The only thing is that that method does not respond to change very well. And especially in today's economy situation, I mean, the business climate is changing on a day-to-day basis, and businesses need to be able to respond to that, even within the projects that they have going on. So Agile provides a way of dealing with large amounts of uncertainty mm-hmm. and living in a constantly changing world.
Okay. The general concept, and what I think is interesting, is that this waterfall method, actually, if people were paying attention, there was a loop back so that it could have been more Agile than it typically is, but somehow that got lost along the way.
Right, and I think it was, again, because people were trying to, again, reduce the amount of risk involved in the project. So inevitably, they would do more and more and more upfront work in an attempt to forecast out what could possibly happen. The thing is that with software projects, you can't really know. I mean, there is no crystal ball to say, okay, we're going to run into all of these issues down the road, so now let's account for all of those. Combine that with continuously changing business environments, then you have, you know, a lot of project failure out there. Now, that's not to say that waterfall itself is a bad way of doing things or doesn't work for a lot
right.
of companies. It has worked. There's been a lot of, someone yesterday said, yeah, we got a man on the moon using the waterfall technique.
Right.
It's valid, but for a lot of situations, I think that doesn't work. And especially in web development, I don't think that the waterfall method is very effective at all.
Any tool set is only as good as the people using it. I think what's interesting is, even though I'm not officially a Scrum Master and I haven't taken any extensive Agile training and I don't largely do coding anymore. It just makes sense to me, and sometimes that raises a flag, and sometimes it just says, oh, great, you know, other people think like this too. I guess the main thing for me is that Agile Scrum, any variation of things like this, is more about starting to get some things done so then you can correct the course as you're going, rather than, it's not like if I'm going from my house to work, I know the path that I'm going to be taking with very slight changes in the path. But when you're plotting towards a moving target, essentially, you have to adjust. And if you wait too long to plan that whole thing out in advance, then the chances that you're actually going to hit that end target are just infinitesimal.
Yeah, agreed. And I mean, also, one of the things about Scrum, yes, we do use Scrum and we use Agile for software development, but ultimately what it really comes down to is people, right? And like you just said, it's the people factor in projects also. And what it attempts to do is also put a framework in place for managing people inside of the process.
Right.
If that makes sense.
So it has built-in buffers, essentially, to just acknowledge that change happens and you need to be able to adjust to that as it goes on, because, you know, anybody who's done any, you know, been involved, whether you're coding or using, especially internally developed enterprise software, if it takes 2 years for you to get a solution, I mean, look how long it takes most ERP systems to get put in place. It takes 2, 3, 4 years for it to get in place. And during that whole period, you're not getting any value out of it because it's taken so long to get up and running. So if you can do something to shorten that, and even find out, will what we're trying to pursue even be useful in the end? Maybe we're totally wrong about this idea. The sooner you get it underway, you can decide, well, maybe the course correction in this case is that we're done with this project and we move on to something else.
Yeah, if you have to wait 2 to 3 to 4 years for something, I mean, my business within the past 3 to 4 years has completely changed. I mean, a lot of software has moved on to the web.
Businesses
right. are now more tech-savvy. There's a lot more broadband internet out there in the U.S., so more businesses are becoming more comfortable with using the web and having applications on the web, and that enables themselves then to be more agile because they don't have these projects that take years or even possibly months to get up and going. And if companies are still encountering that today, then they probably need to change what they're doing.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because, I mean, things have changed pretty dramatically just in the last, you know, 3 to 9 months. So.
Oh, yeah.
we need to radically change the way that we're thinking about how long we're willing to wait for solutions, and wouldn't it make more sense to get things active and working faster and acknowledge that nothing is perfect? But, you know, I hate it when common sense just makes too much sense.
Well, isn't it common sense is uncommon?
Right, yes.
Practically becoming a cliche nowadays.
Yeah, but, you know, the reason that that we have cliches, because a lot of them are awfully true. Just get tired of saying them over and over again. Well, so Scrum and Agile, things like this have been around for over a decade, and as a former musician, I like to joke that every overnight success takes at least 10 years. So is it a success yet? Do you see people adopting this more rapidly?
Well, from what I've seen and from what I've read, there are a lot more companies that are implementing Scrum and implementing Agile or variations. For instance, I was at the Agile Project Leadership Network a number of months ago, and they had a speaker from Salesforce. And what Salesforce did was they took some practices from Scrum, they added in some other practices from XP, then they threw in some lean with that, took into account their company culture, and produced kind of their own variation of Scrum and Agile that works very well for them. And in fact, what I was told is they were able to respond so well to customer change that they actually had to slow down because customers were then unable to keep up with the amount of change that they could put in place. They could pump out so many features so rapidly that they actually had to slow down.
Right.
That's not to, but again, Scrum, just like Waterfall, doesn't work in all situations. Scrum doesn't work in all situations. However, the use of Scrum and Agile techniques, whether, you know, quote-unquote pure or
right.
otherwise, is growing because with the current economic situation, really with any economic situation, but really with the rapid pace of change nowadays, companies need to be able to respond. And also, and traditionally, there's been this enormous disconnect between IT and business, and there's been a lot of talk for years about aligning IT and business better. And ultimately, IT supports the business and the business goals, right? And so what that means is we need more communication between the two sides. So Agile and Scrum and the techniques that are involved in those help to break down the barriers that have been placed between business and IT and getting things done so that the business can then move on and become profitable and not simply die because projects take way too long to do. So a long answer to your question.
That's right.
In short, I would say yes.
Okay. Well, so I think you bring up a good point, and then we'll cut it off there because there's all sorts of things we could talk about, and we've already been talking for a fair amount before we started recording. There's a lot that has come about since Scrum first came about, since Agile. You know, I certainly see the ties back to lean thinking and lean manufacturing, which is a 60-plus-year-old phenomenon. Why don't more people do that? I mean, these are all related topics. I think the one point I want to hone in just briefly on what you just talked about was that there's a specific component, my understanding anyhow, of Scrum and Agile in general that really ties together business and technical people, because without product ownership and what are the specific roles that are involved?
There's Scrum Master, which is kind of like the project manager. There's the Scrum team, which is typically a cross-functional team that's actually producing the work, and then you have the product owner. Which for us doing custom development could be a client, or internally could be myself, or for companies internally it could be a division of a business, or it could be just one specific person leading a project.
Okay, and the product owner is not somebody that says, this is what I want, then walks away and is never heard from again until you deliver something at the end and then says, this is horrible.
Correct. No, the project owner has to be fully involved in the project. They're really integral part of the project because they are saying what gets developed when, but they ultimately it's up to them to drive the direction of the project. And if you have a situation where you might have an ERP system that would actually touch multiple divisions of a company, that product owner has to take into account the different requirements and priorities of all of those parties, bring that together into one solid list, and then hand that to the development team. And then while work is being done, it's a really hand-in-hand process where the project owner is also getting constant feedback, giving constant feedback, and no, they cannot just walk away after saying, this is what I want. They have to be fully involved also.
Right, and I think that's probably one of the of two key things that I take away from Agile, Scrum, anything like this, is that you cannot plan for everything, and that everybody that's involved needs to always be staying involved because it's really a collaborative effort. Otherwise, it falls apart because all the expectations fall apart and things get lost as time separates from when you first decided this is what we're doing, and whatever that length of time is between deciding it and actually implementing it or making it happen. Everybody's sense of what was supposed to be delivered radically changes, and I mean, probably not for the better.
No, absolutely. And also, there are multiple ways to interpret different things. So, for instance, if you're a customer and you say, okay, I need users to be able to log in or sign up for an account, I mean, that whole sign-up process can be done many different ways. And
sure.
So as the product owner, I need you to tell me what your interpretation is of it rather than me coming up with it off the top of my head and then it not being right, right? Because there's another cliche in software development, or I don't know if it's only development, but in general, where you don't know what you want until you see what you don't want. And so this constant collaborative process tries to make it so that that doesn't happen.
Well, so I think there's a lot that we could talk about Agile and Scrum, the move to software as a service and being able to instantly fire up services, which I know that you have a number of offerings that maybe we can circle around another time and talk about, including a web-based product for doing product management using Scrum, which you call Scrummed. I think this is a nice little nugget that helps, I hope, get people to get their heads around. And I'm not saying, and surely you're not saying either, that Scrum is magic and that it can instantly shorten the life cycle of any software development project. But whether you adopt Scrum or Agile or anything like this, there probably is a better way, a more effective way that you can deliver software or consume software, however you choose to think of it, than what you're doing now, unless you've already kind of seen the light.
I fully agree with that.
Okay. Let me sum up. The topic today, it's 2009. Are you agile yet? And the subtitle would then be, if you aren't, for God's sakes, why not? And I was talking today to Robert Dempsey, who is the CEO, and a whole lot of other things at Atlantic Dominion Solutions. You can find them on the web at ADS Dev Shop, and also find products like Scrummed, Expensed, Prioritized. And I found Robert pretty easy to get a hold of and to have conversations with. If you are interested in anything that they're doing, whether it's Scrum-based or any of the products that they have, I would recommend that you not hesitate to get in touch with them. And this is Dan Kelson. I'm the co-founder of Information Architected in Boston, Massachusetts. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Dan. It was great fun.